This podcast is a production of the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network. Do you want a more intimate walk with God? Are you tired of trying to hear God and hearing only silence? Each week, your host, Felice Skirwitz, is prepared to inspire you and equip you on your journey towards deepening your relationship with God. Listen, hear, and follow the Lord's will in your life, and you will be blessed.
Hi everyone, welcome. My name is Felice Skirwitz, and today I am bringing you podcast number 4, Planning Time. This is a time that we are going to plan to just spend with the Lord, and it seems like a really silly topic, doesn't it? I mean, we want to include prayer time in our day every day, but I have found that more times than not, if I don't have a plan and I don't have it scheduled in, that precious time, just me and God, is going to get lost in the shuffle of everyday busy life. So if you're just tuning in and this is your first podcast, I invite you to go to the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network and look at all the podcasts that are available there, as well as this one, A Few Minutes with God podcast.com. And there you'll find great topics on the Christian life from all walks of faith in the Christian world. So I hope you'll enjoy that. And also, we are available on iTunes and on various podcast apps on your phone. If you would go over to iTunes and give us a star rating, that really helps us tremendously, and I appreciate that. Well, today, as I said, I'm going to be talking about taking time to plan. And if we take time to plan, the rest becomes automatic, doesn't it? If you're trying to form a new habit, you know it takes time and time again of doing it in order for it to become a habit. And I like to find a quiet time with just me and God. And I know as my family was very young and growing, it was difficult to find that time. However, I learned that if I could just find that time, either it meant getting up early when I was a mom of little ones, infants, and I was nursing the baby, half the time I would just get my Bible out and read and then try to have some quiet time with the Lord then. Little ones tended to wake me up, so it was hard to get up before them, especially if you're up in the night. Sometimes I would try to take that 5 minutes before bedtime and do it then. But always, I was a better person for it. Just the Lord blessing me through the effort of doing that. And it seemed that every time I wanted to spend time praying and listening to the Lord, that everything would go wrong, from mechanical issues in our home to meltdown from the kids, or needy spouse. But God's timing is perfect, and He has that perfect time for us to spend with Him. And it just takes a little bit of planning. So do you have a routine? I know for me that was the hardest thing because I am not a planner. I am not a scheduler. Amazing, isn't it? When you see that I've written some books and I have a publishing company, and this is not my first but my second podcast network that I created. And so, you know, how do you do that when you don't have a schedule and a plan? And, you know, I have big long-term plans, but just the nitty-gritty and the details sometimes escaped me. So if you are a routine person, congratulations, you're way ahead of me. If not, you know, I'm going to share with you a format that I found through the years that worked really well for me when I wanted to sit down and pray with the Lord. You know, a friend with a large family told me that she spends tons of time planning different details of her life, like going out to church or going out shopping. She set up a plan and has a checklist so everyone can implement what she wants to see happen, and things go pretty smoothly for her. Very few times has something been forgotten or left behind, and it took some planning to begin with, but now it's second nature. And that is a great lesson that I've really attempted to embrace in my life, and I want to share with you some of the successful ways that I've been able to apply this to my time with the Lord. You know, I have to fight against guilt, and I know that guilt is not from the Lord and it's from the enemy, but I fight against that because I always thought that, you know, if I'm going to spend time praying and away from my kids, it's taking time away from them. But really, taking time with the Lord really helps that time with my children. And when my kids were, middle to upper elementary, you know, maybe third, fourth, fifth grade, I really purposed to get up at 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning and spend that time in prayer. And so my kids would peep in to my room to see if I was up, because like I said, they were my alarm clock and always woke me up. And they would see that I was in my rocking chair in my bedroom, and either I had my eyes closed or my Bible was on my lap or I had my journal out. And they learned very quickly that if we bother mom while she's in her prayer time, then she's not going to be in a very good mood. And if we let her have her prayer time, she's going to be in so much better of a mood. She's going to be more loving and understanding and patient and kind. In fact, I heard them sharing with their father about that one time, and my husband and I just smiled at each other. Because kids can pick up very quickly. And then guess what happened? I would go find them after my prayer time, and there they were in their rooms with their Bibles out and their journals. And it's amazing how we can, think, you know, these things like, oh my gosh, I'm not spending time with my kids and I need to get them breakfast and we have to get our day started and we're going to get so far behind in everything that we need to get done. But in reality, that time with the Lord will be such a blessing and so much more fruitful in the long run than anything else that we could possibly do on our own. And I had a book that I had many years ago that broke up an hour of prayer incrementally into 5 minutes of different ways to pray the Lord. And it was great, except the listening to the Lord part was only 5 minutes out of the hour. And it was a great beginner's guide, but I wanted more. I felt like I was talking to the Lord, always talking, always asking, always pleading, always nagging. And I wanted to put my cares at the foot of the cross, figuratively, and allow God to come into my life in a deeper and more meaningful way. And as an aside, yes, I still ask. Yes, I still plead. I nag. And I know He knows all of our needs, but it's okay to ask and be specific. If you find you're asking the same thing over and over with no response, phrase it differently. Ask Him if He has something else for you. I know recently we are a feast or famine type of business. I run my own businesses. I own Media Angels Publishing Company, as well as this network and a sister network, the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. And you know, either we'll get sponsorship 1 month or we won't, or my husband has a construction business and he'll either have a lot of work or he won't, or, you know, jobs are coming or pay, you know, someone's got a cash flow problem, we have to wait on a check. And so, you know, sometimes it's difficult and sometimes we have to wait. But I remember praying a specific prayer. My prayer was, you know, Lord, let us be so busy that we can't handle the work. Well, what ended up happening was we were so busy we couldn't handle the work and had to turn down work. And so, you know, sometimes I feel like the Lord allows these things to happen so that we can rephrase and just don't throw prayers out there. You know, not that he always gives us what we want, but I think that was an example of, you know, when we ask for things, we should be specific, and the Lord does hear us. And like I said, if it's not an answer, you know, I've heard it said that God says yes, no, or not right now. And sometimes the not right now is when we really have to go and say, okay, Lord, you know, what am I asking for that you may have something better for me? So what's the plan? How are you setting up your prayer time with God? We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, I'm going to go through some specifics of what I've done as well as how I've divided my prayer time up, and it is very, very fruitful. We'll be right back.
What are those priceless gifts that money can't buy? Well, I can tell you one of the first is the gift of time. Creating memories with your children can be found in the book, Secret Code Time, Creating an Unbreakable Bond Between Parent and Child. You will find a real-life, actionable plan to help you mend a broken relationship with your child. Even if your relationship is great, this book will bring it to a new level. The next priceless gift is teaching your child the value of spending time with God. In the novel, A Few Minutes with God, written for children and teens, the story unfolds about a struggling family and the gift of hearing God and the outcome, which is a wonderful blessing from the Lord. Your children will want to pray and spend time listening to God after reading this book. Visit mediaangels.com for more information.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. This is Felice Gerwitz with podcast number 4, Planning Time to Spend with the Lord. And I was sharing with you that when I set up my prayer time, I have some specific things that I look for, and it just makes it more comfortable for me. So I'm going to go through these questions and just see if any of these are things that you can do. The first is, do you have a special chair? I have a rocking chair that I've had, for over 30 years. And yes, it doesn't really match the decor anymore of my home. So I have it in my bedroom. And I love this chair. My husband's repaired it several times. It's one of those rocking recliners that's, you know, super soft. And I tell you what, things that were made a long time ago just have a better longevity. They were just made better, and it's still in great shape. And it's a light beige color that has been cleaned through the years. And so that's my prayer chair, and that's my special chair that I have. You know, do you like to pray indoors or outdoors? I prefer indoors because it's less distracting, but I have a pastor who loves to pray outdoors. And one of the things he does is he sits on his lanai, and he said, if you want to see God, go outdoors and just observe. And there you can pray to the Lord. You'll see the amazing creation that he's, you know, given us. The third is, you know, some people like to pray in bed. When they wake up, they just prop up their pillows and they'll just sit on their bed and pray. For me, that's too comfortable. I tend to fall back to sleep. But if you're one that can do that and, you know, go into prayer quickly, that would be great. Or even before you go to bed for the night. Do you set up a specific time? You know, for me, I do have a specific time every day that I pray. And so that really helps me. And it tends to be, you know, around 8 o'clock. And so that is my time for prayer. And then if you have little kids, you know, again, you might need to get up a little bit earlier in the morning or stay up a little bit late at night. Do they have a nap time? I know when I had my third child, my first two would be finishing up some school, and I would put down my third for a nap, and then I would, you know, take that time to pray because I was too tired from being up at night to get up any earlier, and I was exhausted at night, so I fell asleep right away. So for me, nap time was when I was praying. And when the kids got older, you know, they remembered how much nicer I was when I had my prayer time. So they allowed me that prayer time without interrupting. And then the sixth thing is what I already shared with you is being a role model. Parents with their Bibles open in a common area when their kids wake up are a great role model for their children. So just remember that. So if you have a specific place to pray, a specific time, and can schedule that out, that would be very helpful. So now that you have a place and a time, let's talk about a format. And I remember that 1 hour prayer that I shared with you earlier, divided into 5 minute segments. And it really helped me get in the right frame of mind to pray and to listen. And that is important because if we're not in a prayerful mood, if we're angry or upset, you know, we typically say, I can't pray right now, I'm too upset. And you're right, you can't. But why waste a perfect opportunity to give your cares, your angers, and your hurts to the Lord? You know, God didn't hang out with the righteous. He went to the wounded and he ministered to them. He invited them to sin no more and to follow him, to repent. So whether you're happy or upset, bring that to the Lord. Either way, begin by praising him. Use the scriptures, or you can use, you know, extemporaneous prayer. You know, you are the one who can lift up the Lord. You can say things like, you are the Lord of lords. You are the Almighty, the King of kings. I praise you and I thank you, Lord. And then just start thanking him. Thank him for those little things, for the air that we breathe. Thank him, you know, for providing in whatever way that he has. And then if you have a hard time and you still, you know, are upset, sing to the Lord. If you're a singer, sing out loud. If you are not a singer, you know, just continue to praise God. By praising him in song, you know, you're allowing yourself to think about the words. Singing allows us to get into the presence of God. It lifts our spirits. It brings us joy. So, you know, have an MP3 or, you know, if you still use CDs or whatever that is, and have that handy so that you can play that music and just get into the Lord's presence. If you're not a singer, proclaim and praise God longer. You know, don't go to the scriptures right now. If you want to proclaim certain scriptures, you can get those out ahead of time, write them down. Or if you have them memorized, you know, you can do that. If you want to read from a journal rather than the Bible, you know, that's fine. But right now, focus your mind on calming down. Focus your mind on the Lord and be in a place where you can pray and be still before the Lord. Because that's what we want to do. We want to listen, but first we need to unload our baggage, all the things on our mind, any emotions, whether it's fear, anger, hatred. You know, when do we stop? When we feel hope, joy, forgiveness, and calm. And if you don't, you know, again, be still before the Lord, just give it to him, and just ask the Lord to take away that burden. If we're upset, you know, hatred is a strong word, and I threw that out there, but if we're upset with someone, the best thing you can do is ask blessings upon them. There was a situation that I'll share with you in a minute, but that is the biggest thing that you can do that will take that away. And then the fourth thing is to ask the Lord to come into your heart. You know, if you have a prayer request, you can ask it. If you just want to spend time with God, you know, just be available to him, be still, close your eyes and listen. And the fifth is give him time. Don't expect anything, but you will be blessed whether you hear anything or not, whether you feel anything or not. Just making this attempt is such a blessing. And then journal what you are thinking during your quiet time. Is it random or is it specific? Is it confusing or chaotic? Take it to the Lord. Ask him for clarity. Typically, random or chaotic thoughts are not from the Lord unless they make sense to you. So again, bring that to the Lord and ask him to calm your thoughts. And, you know, if you can, just be still before the Lord. And remember, the Lord doesn't bring us guilt or make us feel bad. And I so love that. God is a good God and he gives us hope. And then the sixth thing is to pull out your Bible now, read through a passage or two that maybe came up in your mind during your quiet time, or perhaps something is drawing you to read a specific page. And then again, journal these passages if you want. And then end with praising God again, worshiping him and thanking him. So let me go through those steps again. And these are all on the show notes. I forgot to tell you that earlier on A Few Minutes with God podcast.com. This is podcast number 4, and it is Planning Time with the Lord. So the show notes are all there, but I'll go through them again. Number 1, whether you're happy or upset, bring that to the Lord. Either way, begin by praising him. You know, you can quote scriptures or use extemporaneous prayer. Number 2, if you're a singer, sing to the Lord or play an MP3 or a CD. Number 3, if you're not a singer, just continue praising God longer. And, you know, you can, if you have some journal notes you want to read that you've used for praise, you can do that. And number four, ask the Lord to come into your heart. If you have a prayer request, you can ask it now. And if you can, just, you know, continuously give it to the Lord. Be still and just, you know, spend time with Him. And then number five, don't expect anything. Just be available and, again, quietly listen. Number six, now pull out your Bible. If you want to read a passage or two, you can. And then again, think about that and meditate on that. And number seven, you can journal about what you have been given from the Lord or just some thoughts that come into your mind. And number eight, end with praise and worshiping Him again and thanking God. Now, I don't like formulas, but I do know that if you're not prepared to pray, you won't benefit from it. And you won't be in the frame of mind to give God all your attention. And again, you know, that ideal time is whatever is best for you, whether it's morning or evening, whether it's kids' nap time, you know, however you do it, make a plan, put it on your calendar, and make sure that everyone in your family knows that and can adhere to your time to do that. I wanted to share with you what I talked about earlier about getting rid of hatred or being upset with someone. And so, you know, there can be some things like denomination-wise where you disagree with someone. And I think, you know, things like that are so petty, and we just need to focus on the Lord, on Jesus, on the salvation, on what the Lord has done for us, and get away from the arguments that happen between people, which I really feel, you know, is not really from the Lord. So just keep that in mind, you know, as you face someone that you don't like, just pray for them. I did that for another friend. I prayed for this friend for 7 years. And, you know, seven is a biblical number, and ran into this person years later. And I felt like the Lord saying, give her a hug. She needs a hug. And I thought, really, God, first I've prayed for her all these years, and now you want me to hug her. So I did, out of obedience, and she was not very receptive, you know, to the hug. And I just said, I haven't seen you in forever, and, you know, gave her a hug. But it was amazing. It was as if, you know, after that, she just, we stood in the middle of a very busy store, and she just poured out her heart and everything that had been happening in her life. And I could hear as she was sharing, and I just, you know, listened, that all those years that I had been praying, this is what I was praying for. And, you know, and things had turned out fine. It was just a very difficult time in her life. So, you know, pray for that person. Use, when that person comes to mind and you're irritated or angry, pray for them. And it's amazing how God will take those prayers and He will just, you know, use them and, you know, just so much more powerfully than we ever could. Well, let's pray now. And I just pray, dear Lord Jesus, I pray over those who are listening to this podcast, that You provide a time for them to praise, worship, and listen to You. You are the Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and I praise and I thank You. I thank You for providing in a mighty way so that they may know You and grow closer, and I pray this in Jesus' almighty name. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, A Few Minutes with God. Please visit Felice on our website, afewminuteswithgod.com, and your podcast page on afewminuteswithgodpodcast.com. There you will find the show notes for today's episode. This podcast is a production of the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network.